Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Rachel Plum to talk about dealing with autism.
You've had personal experiences with this, and part of the awareness outreach here is to realize, is to help people find resources to help them with their autism challenges,
yeah,
right?
Like you're not alone. There's other people in the community that go through the same problems and the same challenges, and we're just kind of here to make everybody aware of what's going on and who's there to help you and who's not there to help you and get you the resources that you need and help you with set up a safety team and some support and educating on so many different things. The autism spectrum is just huge. There's just so many things to learn and educate. And, you know, there might be some safety tactical thing that somebody else knows that I don't know that might help me. And that's what I want to do. I just want to bring everybody together to where it's safe for our community, it's safe for our children, it's safe for the adults with autism, and just make things smoother in our community and an autism-friendly community. The Yes Shelter, they provide all kinds of services. They have emergency shelter. They have counseling services now. They have 24-hour help. They have a lot of resources that they can reach out to and help us. They work one-on-one with a lot of therapists, Marion County Public Health. They've showed me like respite care, and they'll help you with pretty much anything that you really need to help with your family. And if they can't help you, they know the resources that can. They are the backbone of autism. I truly believe that.
You mentioned the safety team. Obviously, helping out someone with autism, it takes more than one. How do you comprise, or how do you put together a safety team?
The safety team is usually people with, like, my safety team is people without in the community that have other kids. Like, I have one mom. She's got, like, five kids. She goes, whenever my daughter disappears, she goes out into the community and goes to all of the gas stations, Walmart, shows pictures. I have another friend that's on the phone with everybody's moms. I have another parent, another family, they go to doors. I have people that call local police departments, EMTs, people, anybody. The more you have when your kid disappears, the more you have on your safety team, and the faster you find that child, it is easier on the parent. And that's just, I know from experience what it's like to lose a child in that situation. And you got people saying, you need to spank your kid, or you need more discipline, or she's a runaway, or she's this, or she's that. She's really not, though. She just doesn't understand what she's doing, and she's overstimulated, or she's having a sensory overload, and she just needs to get out of her head. I understand it, but there are people out there that don't understand it, and it's really irritating when you're in that state of panic and you have somebody saying, well, this is just a runaway case, but this isn't like she comes from a bad home. It's because she's mentally not right, and we really need to find her because it's not safe.
And that points out perhaps the most frustrating part, because there's such a wide range that any number of things can act as a trigger, and there are any number of responses.
Lots of things. It could have been something that happened 4 years ago, and all of a sudden maybe they had a sense of smell that reminded them of it, or somebody said something and it reminded them of it, and now all of a sudden they just need to walk to get through their mind of what happened 4 years ago. And you have no explanation of what is going through that child's mind or that adult's mind at that point. Again, I really think that safety teams are important in this community. I think that the community has come a long ways in the last couple years. And I just want to kind of help bring that into a circle to where we don't have to call 100 people. I just have to call one person, and they make all the calls for me on my safety team. I want that available for other people. I know what it's like to lose a med manager and have to find a med manager, and then those are crucial moments. You can't go without medication with a child with autism. And so every day that you're missing out, that's huge. I reached out to the Yes Shelter. They helped me find every resource that I've needed. They have been my backbone through a lot of stuff. The Knoxville Police Department, they have been amazing. Mr. Fuller, Officer Fuller, Officer Keller, they know my daughter one-on-one very close, and I've never, ever had a problem with anybody in the police department working with my child, when they find her, they address her nicely, things like that. And those are huge things to with a kid with autism and a parent with autism.
Thanks to Rachel Plum for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.